You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mike, and thank you for coming to our studio dito sa SBS.
Thank you for inviting me over, Ronald. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here.
I know we're now in the middle of World Cup jubilation, but pag-usapan natin ngayon ay ibang bagay. About your involvement in Philippine football, being the coordinator of the Philippine Football Federation dito sa Australia.
I have been given the mandate by the Philippine Football Federation to actually look for potential Australian Filipino born boys or girls here that have the desire and also the skills to play for the Philippine team.
How long has this program been going on?
It's been going on since 2015, so it's probably into its third year now.
Third year, and so far, what has been the result?
We have managed to provide the ASCALs in the boys, the men's, I believe with about 8 candidates who have actually gone to the Philippines to try out there. A few of those actually come from our co-commentator, Elmer Bedia, from his actual football school that he runs in Queensland.
So is it possible that some of these players will already play for next year's AFC, sa 2019, or malayo pa? It's still far.
There's always a possibility. Once they get to the Philippines, they have to compete with other players, both local players and other ASCALs coming from other parts of the world for a spot in the national side. Before they go over, we intend to have some kind of screening committee to find out if they're good enough to really go over.
I'm from Australia, no?
Yes, that's from Australia.
And
Australia.
How do you scout all these players? Do you move around or you get nominations from small clubs or what happens?
A lot of it is word of mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
So this is a good opportunity for us. And so far, I believe there are even more in the other states. It's mainly concentrated here in New South Wales, as well as in Queensland, where Elmer is. But the number of kids playing football generally in Australia has really gone up. And I'm sure a lot of them have some kind of or some portion of Filipino blood.
But like basketball, is there a competition among members of the community just to showcase your skills?
Here in Australia,
wala pa.
Wala pa. Not specific to Filipinos. If they're playing, they're playing with the with all the other kids in the local competitions.
I remember that there are some Filipino-Australian young boys, no, who are part of the developmental teams of some of these NBL players. Like for instance, in Western Sydney Wanderers, may mga ilang young Filipinos dyan na developmental. Have we scouted them or how are you on the lookout for these young kids?
It's word of mouth. I know a few coaches here and establishing. That's why this is quite useful as a forum to attract more. And as much as we want to support the Philippine men's football team, we want to do the same for the women's as well.
But how do you attract these young kids or young football players? Kasi siyempre, a part of their skill training, maganda yung they get nice things, no, from all these clubs.
Sure.
Yes, so sure. How do you take it away from them and offer them better opportunities?
I think the lure there would be for them to play for the Philippines to become an ASCAL. Many of them, if they have the skills and the talents to represent the Philippines, given the opportunity, I'm sure that they would welcome that opportunity. As much as we would like them to play for Australia, the system here in Australia sometimes for a lot of players, especially those of ethnic origin, makes it kind of difficult, although I'm not saying it's biased one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But speaking to a few of the football players here in Australia, the system makes it a bit difficult. The other thing is, if you speak to the parents, sometimes the parents of these boys, whether it be the father or the mother or both, regardless of whether either one of them comes from the Philippines, are very much in favor of that.
And how would you describe the current status of ASCALS? I was told that there are some Philippine-Australian members in the team right now.
There were a few, particularly in the lower ages. Mm-hmm. But we want to try and just build a build a platform, you know, where there would be more coming in to fill that gap. Mm-hmm. We know that there's also potential for ASCALS from all other countries, particularly those in Europe. Now we have seen or heard of a few from America as well. Mm. So, but we want Australia, which is much closer and is really part of Asia, to be a contributor to that cause as well.
Mm. Have you already sent mga some of your masasabing natin highly prized players then for ASCAL training?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yep. Yes, okay. Definitely a few of them have actually gone over already and managed to join the tryout.
Okay, and you're also very supportive of the women's football, no? In both here in Australia and in the Philippines. So, what's the situation right now with women's football, naman?
It's something that we decided to look into. Mm. I was asked by my ex teammate and now current Philippine Football Federation president Nonong Araneta, mm-hmm. To be on the lookout. I believe that the women's soccer is becoming as popular as the men's. The women's game is a lot more people following it, and which you can see from the recent success of the Matildas. Mm. Any women's sport is now raising its profile in the Philippines, and the interest is definitely rising. All you need to do is look at the interest of the women's volleyball. For mm-hmm. example, in the NCAA, in the competition there, it's just as popular as many other sports, especially in the men's side.
Mm-hmm. Pero sa Philippines, wala pa. They're not yet international level.
The last I read about the Malditas, or the Philippine women's football team, is that they are also making headroads with better performances amongst our Southeast Asian countries. Mm-hmm. That's just a start.
Okay, so between now and 2019 for the Asian AFC, sa tingin mo, what has ASCALS need to do para to better improve their performance? Ito na yung pagkakataon to be part of the World Cup 2022, di ba, kung sakasakaling makapasok sila sa AFC next year.
Sure. On the last Asian Football Championship here, which was actually held here and won by the Socceroos in 2015, in the qualifying rounds, the Philippines just missed out a spot to actually come over. Mm. So they should be able to improve on that. We're hopeful that they can and be able to get a spot in that AFC final in the competition. Mm. Generally, we want to improve the Filipinos' admiration appreciation of football as a world sport. Getting more of these ASCALS in and the success that it should bring will attract more children in the Philippines to play football. We want to go to the grassroots level. There are programs at those grassroots levels which are also picking up. At the end of the day, I believe that football is a sport that Filipinos can excel in, definitely.
Okay, last words, Mike, para sa ating mga kababayan.
Well, as Ronald was saying, we are definitely in the middle of a football fever. We can see why it's called the world sport. We enjoy it as much as anyone else. And I'm sure back home in the Philippines, there are a lot of Filipinos also watching, whether there or here. If Australia has the desire and the objective to make the World Cup, there's no reason why we can't. there are almost 110 million of us, and here the Australian population is 25 million. So that leaves us with an advantage in terms of numbers. So definitely, we would like to see that build, and also the Australian Filipino community to contribute to that. Thank you.
sbs.com.au